Folder 85. Note: this rather chaotic folder appears to have been assembled by Dick himself. It contains, among a scattering of handwritten pages, a number of typed-up extracts from earlier folders. It also includes 3 pages of the manuscript of Vallis. Since it includes material from 1975 through at least 1980, we have opted to insert it chronologically according to the last datable piece it contains. Endnote. 8559. Dream. Page of typed final draft of core of exegesis. I pull out page in center. A white, blank circle. No inked impression was made. Only the top, bottom, and sides are typed. What does that signify? Take as an example the coffee filter, which is a two-dimensional object. When folded, it becomes three-dimensional. To be folded, there must be a void into which it is folded. Is the message of the dream that there exists non-existent reality, non-is, into which the three-dimensional object must be folded? This non-is void must be for 3 dimensions to become 4, thus making time available, past, present, and future superimposed in a newness. Then, the intellectual leap I am not making, through fear, is to add the dimension or realm of not-is, and describe its characteristics, the properties of the non-existent universe. I must dare to depict the core of is, being, as a more real than the is, viz. The is-not. The is-not is more real than the is, which, as I've realized for 22 years, is a spurious dokos. The authentic reality beneath or behind it is the world of what is not, does not merely fail to be, but must not be in order that it provide a real core to the universe. The is-not has properties which must be elucidated. Is this the domain of yin? The Attic Greek space as receptacle of being. Space, not time. Space is real, and the matter partially filling it is not as real or even real at all. God equals void. God equals absolute being. Void equals absolute being. I hope for his sake God does not exist. Restated, I hope for our sake God does not exist, because only if he does not exist can he rule, steer the cosmos. Such early Christian mystics as Origena described God as the wasteland and the void, and thus so did I myself experience him. Was not that an experience with non-being? Existence is a decayed state of reality, that which has decayed from that which is not. As soon as something is created, it has fallen away from the actuality state of non-being. Or is all being merely the periphery of the core which non-being constitutes? To understand this, we must elucidate and define the properties of that which is not. 8563. If you believe in the Christian universe, really believe, a miracle truly occurs. That much vaster, much richer universe, with the many elements with which it is populated, replaces the regular, smaller universe. How can this be? This precisely is the mystery. A conceptual framework is built. This is Christianity. I believe this. I believe that. These are doctrines. They are ideas in the mind. Whose mind? My mind. They are a system of notions entertained by me. That Christ lived, that he died, that he rose from the dead, that he ascended to heaven, that he was, etc. What is the relationship between these doctrines and reality? Are they derived from reality? They are not derived from experience. They are held on faith, pistis. What does faith mean? Simply that the ideas cannot be verified. Then they become a vast, rich universe. How do ideas or doctrines, any ideas or doctrines, become a universe? Perhaps they are about concerning a universe, a report about it, a description. I do not think so. I think the body of doctrines, the assembly of ideas, becomes a universe suddenly. We paint a sign reading, soft drink stand. This is a verbal message, information, a sentence. It becomes a soft drink stand. Information has turned into a world. Now, I note again and again that 2374 consisted of, was composed of, or derived from, or related to, my writing. My writing is words, messages, information, ideas, concepts. In 2374, they seem to have become a universe. They became true, but not as true statements, as reality. Originally, I thought X and wrote it down, and then in 2374, I was in X as world. This means that I must have been in a mind thinking these ideas in such a way that the ideas were transformed into world. Wittgenstein came to the conclusion that a thought is an inner picture serving as analog of an outer thing or event. If he is right, an idea even in the human mind is not words, but a bildnis. Note. German, effigy, idol. End note. Suppose you were contained in that mind. Would its thoughts not then be images, pictures, and to you real? Information into reality, reality into information. Each is a form of the other. But a mind is needed in which the information forms into a picture, bildnis, and hence reality. This is what Philo meant to convey with his doctrine of the Logos, a mind larger than the universe in which ideas or information become pictures, become reality. The information is not a description, derived analog of reality. Rather, reality comes into existence as the result of the existence of ideas, proving Wittgenstein right. Then I suppose that in 2374 I was within the Logos, which is the same as the cosmic Christ. So ideas which existed in my own micro-mind became, due to the Logos, reality for me, external and macro, as the Logos mirrored my thoughts, hermetic micro-macrocosm correspondence. I am led to the conclusion that in some way that I do not understand, my mind, I, was logosized, projected into a realm or state of being where I encountered my own prior thought formations as actual reality, which were mirror images in a macro mind of my own micro mind, as if everything that took place in my mind had a counterpart in the macro mind, a sympathetic resonance, as if by natural law, a law of correspondences, enormous spaces extended in which my own prior thought formations took actual shape, and were animated, as if thinking as well as being. Definitely, still thoughts as well as objects. My ideas, prior concepts, existed in space, as objects in vast reaches of space, space more extensive than any space I had ever seen before, and it was space within me and outside me both. 8591. Note. One of the great charms of the exegesis is the presence of Dick's ballpoint diagrams, which remind me of the blackboard drawings that Rudolf Steiner sketched during his metaphysical lectures. Most of Dick's drawings are abstract illustrations, flow charts, Venn diagrams intersecting 3D planes that lend a concrete form to his ever-mutating conceptual schemas. But others focus on the fish sign, his persistent icon of downloading divinity. Formally, the shape invokes the Vestica Piscis, or mandorla, a geometric pattern often found in the almond-shaped auras of Christian iconography. Variations appear throughout the exegesis, where the fish morphs into everything from a third eye to a vagina dentata to the mysterious whale mouth sign of Albemuth. This doodle shows a distinct development of the form, which, according to a February 14, 1978 letter to Ira Einhorn, reflects its original visionary disclosure as a series of graphic progressions from fish to one-eyed mandorla to spiral DNA, Like most sacred geometric forms, the power of Dick's fish sign lies partly in its platonic ability to replicate itself through a variety of concrete situations. But a more unusual aspect lies in this animated quality, the sign's DNA-like potential for differentiation, for transforms that unfold stories about the double ties that bind. ED. Endnote. The Apostolic Age Christians declared in their writing that their secret was that they had overcome physical death. How had they done this? Answer: once what they had called the Holy Spirit had descended on them, each of them could travel up the gene pool line, through the generations, into the past, anamnesis, or future, like a snake crawling up a garden hose with thousands of holes punched in the hose, to emerge anywhere, i.e., at any time and place, the person wanted. Thus, Thomas, who entered the hose in Rome circa AD 70, emerged in Fullerton, 1974. The clue is the Watson and Crick model of the DNA molecule, which the early Christians pretended was a fish symbol. But what was that which they called the Holy Spirit? Christ said it came as a second advocate from God Himself. In some way not understood, Christ and the Holy Spirit were identical. They represent the master circuit and possess its wisdom. Fomalhaut. Note: the brightest star in the constellation Piscis Austrinus, the seat of a galactic communications hub in the Divine Invasion. End note. Whale's mouth, fish? Constellation Pisces? How could the early Christians have known about Crick and Watson's double helix? Answer: 1, through the Holy Spirit, whatever that is, or 2, because they are time travelers, can go back and forth through time. The Holy Spirit? From Fomalhaut? Tremens factus sum ego et timeo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi. Libera me, Domine, in die illa. Note: Latin paraphrase. I am made to tremble, and I fear. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, deliver me, Lord, on that day. From the Requiem Mass of the Roman Catholic Church. End note. No wonder they waited almost 4 years before letting me understand about Thomas, who he is, was, where, when he came from, and how. The double helix back in 70 AD, scratched in the dust with a bare toe. Right brain hemisphere, music, not words. In close encounters of the third kind, musical tones, humpback whale songs, Brian Eno's random self-generated music, disinhibiting signals? If this is so, Zebra is here. Zebra, a vast active living intelligence system, stretches between star systems. It mimics our reality and modulates, manipulates it, without us seeing it. Corpus Christi? Thomas was Zebra inside me. The Holy Spirit is Christ inside you. Santa Sophia will be born again. She was not acceptable before. The time has come, and when I returned, I shall be like the lightning, i.e., I shall be ubiquitous, everywhere at once, ubic, logos, the micro-template, for output terminal of the total entity. Puzzle. We are inside it and it is inside us. The macro within the micro. Our intellect cannot comprehend this. It violates our physics, our logic. How can the macro be smaller than the micro? Behold, I tell you a mystery, etc. We are asleep but waking up. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And then shall come to pass the saying which is written, O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? My dream about the crystal, stinging and dangerous killer bees, killed by the white falling layer of snow, death, the sting of death, death itself killed, death itself shall die. The miracle promised has in linear time at last come.